Welcome to The Dark Side with Dirk Hooper.
This is The Dark Side, and I'm Dirk Hooper. Today is Monday, December 26th, 2016. It's that time of year again, when you eat the last of your turkey leftovers, clean up after your crazy balls relatives, return those hideous sweaters your grandparents gave you, and you make a New Year's resolution that will ultimately fail. According to researcher John Norcross, and published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, approximately half of us make a resolution every year. Researcher Richard Wiseman discovered that 88% of those resolutions fail. Wow. That's a bigger failure rate than McDonald's ability to fully cook my fries. Seriously, they should look into that. New Year's resolutions have a lot going against them. Resolutions are usually made at the last minute. Resolutions are vague. Resolutions are typically negative. Resolutions are not motivational. Resolutions are geared for the short term. Resolutions do not address the habit change that are required for victory. Look, we all have the greatest intentions with New Year's resolutions. It's a great idea. We all should be looking for opportunities to improve our lives. The problem is that New Year's resolutions are scientifically proven to fail, and worse, they take away a great opportunity for you to make a positive change. They may even leave you feeling worse than before the resolution. It's a grinding, repetitive pattern that will repeat year after year. So, if you're staring a new year in the face and you want to kick a lot of ass for a change, what are you going to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. What's worked for me and for many other people who are much more successful than me is setting goals instead. Terminator director James Cameron said, quote, "If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else's success," unquote. Comedian Kevin Hart said, quote, "My goals are so high that I don't have time to relax in any way, shape, or form," unquote. Shark Tank alum Damon John said, quote, "5 days a week, I read my goals before I go to sleep, and when I wake up, there are 10 goals around health, family, and business with expiration dates, and I update them every 6 months," unquote. What many successful people have discovered is the wonderful, magical, and scientific power of goals. Hopefully I have you excited about setting goals instead of making resolutions, because in the next few episodes, I'm going to tell you more about goals, how to make sure they are good goals, what type of goals to set, and how to make them part of your life so they will help you to achieve your dreams. Until next time, this is Dirk Hooper saying, dream hard.
Thanks for listening to The Dark Side with Dirk Hooper. If you'd like to know more, visit his adult personal branding and marketing site, sexynetworking.com, or his fetish photography and artwork website, www.dirkhooper.com. You can also email him directly, dirk@sexynetworking.com. SiteKey Entertainment.